Welcome back to Set Apart Women podcast, where we demolish the lukewarm living and follow Jesus with all that we have. What's up, Set Apart Women? Welcome back. I'm your host, Jamie Lynn Walnow. I'm super pumped. If you're watching on YouTube, you're seeing this beautiful woman. We're going to get to her in just a moment. And I'm so excited about the testimony that you're about to hear. And then this wild, beautiful curriculum that I've heard so many good things about for all of you moms and dads to take notice and to be able to bless your families with. So first, I just want to say we are diving in 2024 every week with a new episode. We're getting into the studio this year to store up while baby Walnow is cooking. And so we will make sure you have content every week next year. And we're so excited. And then also stay tuned by visiting setapartwomen.co, following us on Instagram and sharing this with your friends. But please, before I jump in, I want to encourage you to share this episode with all the mamas out there who have kids at home. It doesn't matter who have kids at all, friends with kids, grandmas. Maybe you want to share this with your kids. I'm so excited. I haven't brought you an episode like this at all yet. And we're definitely going to be talking about family more now that Lance and I are building the Walnow family. So without further ado, let me just pop on over here. Today we have Shelby Slaughter. She's the Upper Room Children's Pastor in Dallas, Texas, which is very exciting for me because I used to be the children's pastor at Upper Room and it changed my life for the better. I had a lot of pride going into it that didn't leave with me when I exited that role. And my goodness, did I learn the word of God by teaching it and see that there is literally no junior Holy Spirit. And so Shelby and I could geek out forever, probably about children's ministry. But not only that, Shelby and her husband both wrote this children's curriculum out of a time of crazy miracles from the Lord. Like, it's a miracle that she's alive, literally. And she's going to share that story called Timeline Kids. And all my friends use it and they rage about how amazing it is. And I can't wait. And I'm like, oh my goodness, we have to talk about this because it's set apart curriculum and parents are always looking for more curriculum. So Shelby, welcome to Set Apart Women.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Let's dive in. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your story in 2022 and how it is such a miracle that we're even getting to hear from you today.
Yes. Just to introduce myself, I'm married to my husband, Nathan. We have five beautiful children, four boys and one little girl, baby Josie. Our little promised girl with all those boys, but, I was pregnant with Josie and she came and I delivered her and she was perfect and beautiful. It was the best delivery that had out of five kids, which is kind of crazy. But the Lord just did this crazy miracle. We were home from the hospital. We came home from the hospital with Josie. And there was one morning that I woke up with chest pain. And so sometimes when you, if you've had babies before, when you leave the hospital or a doula will say, hey, if you're ever having chest pain, just come back to the hospital or call the doctor and make sure you get checked out. Because it is common for in the pain of labor for your heart to be weakened. And so that's what happened. I woke up with some chest pain. I was like, this is weird. I guess I should go get it checked out. And, just being practical, you know, we have five kids. I'm like, you stay with all the kids, Nathan, and I'm going to drive myself to the hospital. And then if there's an issue, I'll call you. So that's what we did. And, I got in the car and tried to drive myself to the hospital, and I didn't make it there. So I was found dead on the side of the road. I had suffered a cardiac arrest behind the wheel, and we don't know who called the ambulance. We still don't know today who called the ambulance or how they found me or whatever, but from the reports, it shows me being dead for about 45 minutes and just kind of sitting on the side of the road. And they were able to transport me back to the hospital. My heart had to be shocked about 4 times before it would restart. And even that the fact that it restarted was in fact a miracle. And so I got to the hospital. All of this I'm telling you that I don't really fully remember. But it happened. I've heard from my husband, but I got to the hospital and that's kind of when my husband showed up, and I wasn't stable at that time. And so he said the first person that met him was the chaplain. And so you kind of know, like, hey, it's probably not a good sign that, you know, the chaplain is here. And Nathan was like, yeah, she loves Jesus. Her soul is good. Like, she's great. But we're going to pray that she's going to wake up. So I was put in a medically induced coma because when they found me, there was a lot of swelling on my brain. Because once your body goes without oxygen for about 5 minutes, it starts to create a brain injury. And so I was out for 45 minutes. So that just the swelling was really intense. So about 4 days in a medically induced coma, and then they started, my husband was really pressuring the doctors to start lowering the medication so that I could wake up. And they just warned him, like, hey, we don't know what kind of state she's going to be in, as far as she might not remember you, she might not remember her name, she might not walk again, just different. They're kind of preparing him for the worst. So long story short, I woke up and I remembered my husband. I remembered who I was. I remembered my kids. I didn't remember Josie. But that was kind of sad. But over time, obviously, I know she's mine. But I don't actually remember the birth. But yeah, so it was kind of an eight month process of, you know, it was a week before I could even sit up in bed. And so just kind of relearning how to do things like writing and walking, different things like that. I was in speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, all the therapies. And I'm so thankful for them because they really did help me return to normal, some sort of normalcy. But yeah, so I'm still, you know, finding out bits and pieces about that time. And I'm even asking the Lord to continue to bring back memories from that time, just because I want to understand more, and I want my heart to be well, and I want to just, yeah. Cause if, yeah, but we, my husband and I, so we, I came home from the hospital. This all happened on June 4th. I think June 4th. After I was in rehab, I came out of the hospital and then went into a program where I was sleeping at home, but just going to rehab during the day. And so during that time of being, you know, the adrenaline kind of wears off of the emergency, you know, we're home, we're safe. And that once the adrenaline and faith start to come down, and you are now left with the aftermath of this accident. And that was me in a wheelchair and my husband taking care of 5 children and taking care of me. And then also our finances being completely destroyed because of medical bills. So there was this deep, you know, just deep bitterness that started to sink in of like, Lord, why? like, we've lived our lives for you. We've given our lives for you. And we've done everything that you've asked us. And why is this happening to us? Like, why? So there was just deep bitterness and anger towards the Lord of like, we don't understand. And I remember one night, I just knew. Nate said that when I was still in the hospital, I just kept asking for communion. I knew that communion would be a pivotal point of my healing process. And so I just kept asking for communion. And then this one night, we took communion together and just repented. And we're just like, we're sinners. Like, we are sorry because we're so angry. I feel like it got to the point where I had a hard time talking to God because I was so mad at him. And so we came together, took communion, felt nothing. You know those times when you have so much expectancy for the Lord and then you feel nothing? You're like, that was great. Awesome. Cool. Let's move on. But didn't feel anything and went to bed. And then the next morning, we woke up to texts from different families that they were giving us money, and it was wiping out our medical bills. So I felt like it was a rebuke from the Lord of like, I am here. I am working on your behalf. I haven't left you. It was just this crazy, crazy rebuke from him. And we're so thankful for it. But yeah. So that's kind of that.
That's really beautiful. I also like, I love how you were making it so real too. Like, hey, I was angry with the Lord. And then we took communion. And something clearly shifted when you took communion because of what happened the next day. But it's true. You don't always feel the shift happen. I actually just repented the other day. You know, you get pregnant and you and your husband, my husband and I are in ministry and we don't have insurance. And then you're like, we pay out of pocket for all this because you can't get on insurance until January, you know? And I just remember like I had a day where I was just crying. And then I repented and everything shifted after that. Literally.
Shifted.
Yeah, it did.
So much joy and repentance.
I love repentance. It's true. It's true. So for you guys, then you have this, you know, you had this new way of life, you know, and now, you know, you even said you ran into somebody the other day. And they're like, you look so strong, you know, like things, people around you, community, seeing like the strength and seeing what God has done and what he's doing in you guys. And somehow in the midst of this radical miracle, like it's so mind boggling to me. You and your husband wrote a curriculum.
Yeah. So I think that, yeah, the curriculum has been, an overflow of basically what's gotten us through that season, our whole family. And so after the accident and after everything was shaken to the core, even within my kids, I mean, my oldest is almost 10, my second oldest is 8. And so them two were kind of, they obviously have some trauma from it and from that time. And so what, you know, restored our hearts was the hope of the Bible. And even, you know, so because I have a brain injury, I have tremors on the left side of my body. And so I'm like, man, am I ever going to walk normal again? Like, I believe he can do it. I do believe, but my hope is not in the here and the right now. My hope is actually in the age to come, when I receive a resurrected body, when Jesus returns and I walk with him on the earth. Like, that's just crazy to think about. But I feel like the Lord was showing me and teaching our whole family a new perspective. and a new hope of hope in the age to come. And so we began to just teach this to our kids and have family Bible times and being just super, I mean, we were always intentional, but just being super, super intentional about teaching them about the Lord's coming, about the significance of Israel, like all of these things that I feel like I hadn't really gotten into with my kids. So yeah, it's just been an overflow of our around the table Bible studies. And like you said, I work at Upper Room, so I'm the children's pastor there, and I'm like, man, and I write all the lessons for them. And I'm like, what I put out, it touches a lot of kids. They're like 300 kids on a weekend. That's a lot. And so I'm like, what narrative am I feeding these kids? Am I telling them to live their best life now? Or am I saying, like, actually, you're living now for the age to come. That's why you're living. You're preparing the way for the Lord's coming. And so am I giving them the biblical narrative of Israel? And so even all of this, you know, all of this curriculum was written almost 9 months ago. And now that we're teaching this curriculum at Upper Room, and now everything is going down with the war in Israel, I'm like, Lord, your timing is just perfect. And so, yeah, it's just been an overflow of what Nathan and I are teaching our kids. And yeah.
What I love about it too is it works. Like, it's literally birthed from your family unit, like around the table with your kids. And you're like, it's from the Lord to your family and then out. And a lot of people in ministry, a lot of people are healthy and a lot of people don't take care of their family unit, right? Like, they may have like there's a lot of people who go out and do ministry and their family's kind of left to the wayside. Like, honestly, you know, the more you get involved in ministry, the more you can see it and it grieves your heart, and your responsibility for you and your family and to be loving and kind and upfront with people that you do life with as well. But I love that you did this with your family unit and it's working for your family, and you're doing this at Upper Room and you're seeing the fruit of it. And yes, the timing of God, which is interesting that it's called Timeline Kids. Why is it called Timeline Kids?
So the reason why is because we teach the kids the Bible as a timeline. There's a beginning, there's a middle, and then there's an end. There's a time when God is going to restore all things. And so it kind of started with our son, Jaden. Nathan was having a Bible time with him. We do it every weekend, like Friday. Friday's our Sabbath, you know, because we work weekends. So Friday, Jaden, Okay, so they'd watched The Prince of Egypt recently. And of course, the death angel comes and kills all the little boys. So Jaden was like, oh, he was terrified. He's like, oh my gosh, I am so thankful that I don't live in Bible times. And Nate was like, bro, you do live in Bible times. And so he got out a piece of paper and drew a timeline for Jaden. And he said, this is the beginning. This is, you know, the cross. This is where you are. And then this is the Lord's return. And you're right here. This is where you are. Like, you're actually on the timeline of God. And so after he learned that, something clicked of like, I have a part to play in God's story. I have a job. I'm a part of it. And it didn't feel far off. It didn't feel like these stories are so long ago and they're not relevant. It's like, no, like, you are on the same exact timeline as Adam and Eve, as David, all the things. So It really clicked for him, and that's how we got the idea of timeline. And so the curriculum is, it's a, you know, what, chronological, is that the right word? It goes chronologically, which I never wanted to teach a chronological curriculum, just being honest. I was like, I don't like that. But showing how from the beginning, everything points to the return of Jesus, it's just really cool. So that's what we're doing. We're just going through the whole Bible, Genesis to Revelation, over 52 weeks. Yeah. So it's a full year curriculum.
My dog is like going crazy right now. Remy is like the set apart mascot. Everybody listening in knows who Remy is. Remy, he's actually called the Remnant. So he's just responding in gratitude for your curriculum. Okay. So what I love about this too is the story that you're telling about your son. Like, first of all, I just watched Prince of Egypt last week because I was sick. And then I'm like, I've been like marinating in Exodus. And I'm like,
yes.
I just love the revelation of God too, when you're like, oh my goodness, you're just like, the spirit of revelation comes in the word. And as a parent, like, God taught you, he put within you and Nathan how to raise Jaden and how to respond to that comment and not dismiss it, but how to respond to it from the Father's heart. I love that this is a year long, that it's not just for churches, that it's for families. Because what's also, what I know is going to happen, because I know it happened to me, I'm sure it happens to you as a children's pastor too. I learned the word of God by teaching it. Like, I learned it by creating the lessons. I learned so much more by teaching. Yes. It's wild.
Yeah. I think that if Joel Richardson, that's what he says. He's like, if you want to learn something, teach it.
Yeah, it's true. And so we feel so unqualified, but it's like, no, really, you should teach it.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes.
That's awesome. So I love this so much. This is so exciting. Okay. So when people, let me know if I'm hearing you and understanding you correctly. So when parents log, when they go on to, well, we're going to tell everybody how to connect to this curriculum. But when parents go to this curriculum, this is something you can walk through with your kids for 52 weeks. And it's like the beginning, middle, and end. And the focus of the timeline is pointing every story or every moment, every lesson to the return of Christ, so that your kids understand, and you, because you're also learning. It's pointing to the fact that you actually play a part today, right now, in the return of Christ. I love it. Yeah.
And so it is, it's 52 weeks. It was written as a church curriculum. That's how it was written. But what we saw is just so many, I mean, I homeschooled my kids up until a couple years ago, and so we used some kind of Bible curriculum. I don't remember what it was, but what we've been seeing is that a lot of homeschool moms are wanting to integrate this, and so we're actually in the works right now of creating a homeschool book that goes along with all of the videos. But right now, until that's made, what we're doing is we're making the church curriculum available to homeschool families 50% off. So if you get on there and you see it's broken down, you know, into different age groups, all the way from nursery to sixth grade. Yeah. And so there's five different lessons. So what you need to do is log on there and just pick the lesson of the kids that you're wanting to teach. Going to be for a homeschool mom, it's going to be way more than you need, but we're just giving you guys access to what we have until that homeschool book is made and ready to put out. So but the Lord gave me he gave me a word about how he wants to give all of our kids meat. They're all meant to have the meat of the word, but how we prepare that meat and how we give it to our kids so that they can digest it has to be different. So a baby needs it pureed. Okay. Right. And a little squeezy. And then our toddlers, they need it cut up for them. are not, then our fourth through sixth graders, they just need a steak and they need a fork and a knife. And so we're just, the lessons are broken down age appropriately, prepared differently. That way they can receive it and digest it.
Okay. So this is so cool. I love that you broke it down to age groups, because at the beginning days of Upper Room, we were like first through sixth graders, kindergarten through sixth graders in one room. That's all we had space for. And it's all we had: babies, toddlers, and kindergarten through sixth grade. That's and then if you can imagine getting to break it down more and more, and then like having to deal with the parents wanting their kid to be in the class, you know. But it just, the attention of a fourth through sixth grader is not the attention of a first through third grader, is not the attention of a kindergartner. So it's like so awesome that you guys broke it down into five different age groups. Okay, so how can people find this curriculum?
Yes. So, sorry.
You're fine.
You can go to timelinekids.com and you can view the curriculum there. There's a free lesson on there you can download if you want to check it out. Our story is on there. And then there's a parents tab that they will go to, and it has, if you are a homeschool parent that wants to get this curriculum, you have to just fill out like a questionnaire. That way we can send you a personalized one-time code for the 50% off.
Okay.
Yep.
So if you're a homeschool parent, there's a questionnaire you fill out, and then it sends you the 50% off coupon.
Correct.
I love that. That's awesome. Okay. Well, how can people connect with you? Or do you prefer it to be through timelinekids.com? Or do you want people to connect with you? Or is your preference more like, hey, just go to Timeline Kids?
I mean, I love connection with like-minded women, you know? So my Timeline Kids email is on that website, or you can do my Uproom email, which is just the first letter of my name and my last name. So sslaughter@uroom.org.
Okay. Are you on social media?
I am. Well, I mean, I am, but
you are, but you're not.
I am, but yeah, it's just,
is email easier?
Do what?
Is email easier?
Yeah. I check it more.
Yeah. Okay. So if you want to get a hold of Shelby, if you want to shout out and holler because you're like, what up, this was awesome. Or if you have questions or whatever it is, you can email her from the website or at sslaughter@uroom.org. That's the letter U, room.org. And is there anything else you want to add before we sign off?
I don't think so. I mean, this is just such an honor to be on here. I'm just so thankful.
Finally, yeah. Guys, this is months in the works. I can't even explain. Something like would always happen. We had to like abruptly move out of our last house. And then this. And then anyways. And I'm just
life.
God's timing. God's timeline is perfect. See what I did there?
I saw it.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, I just pray, Lord, I thank you for Shelby and Nathan. And I thank you for Timeline Kids. I thank you, God, for all the parents tuning in. And we just say, God, let there be revival in families. Let hearts be revived. Let kids come to know you more. Let them recognize the power of their right now at their age, the beauty of them preparing the way for your return, Jesus. Help us all as set apart women prepare the way for you and raise up a generation to prepare the way for you, God. You're worth it. And you're amazing, Jesus. And we love you. And I just pray an anointing over Timeline Kids that it would reach more than Nathan and Shelby could have ever thought, asked for, or imagined in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
And that you would just multiply within them all the things, God, the spiritual gifts, the relationship within their family, their marriage would even be strengthened more, their spiritual gifts, all the things, their finances, God, that they would just be blessed abundantly because they are looking to you and creating with you in Jesus' name. And they all said, amen. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited. So
yeah.
Everybody tune in. Yes. Everybody tuning in. You heard this, woman of God. Go to timelinekids.com. Go check it out. This is so cool because I know we'll be homeschooling our kids. And I know that it's such a big deal for families to be homeschooling right now. Maybe you're a teacher at school. Maybe you're at a Christian school and you're like, I need some stuff. Well, guess what? Go to timelinekids.com. And Sunday school teachers, pastors, forward the link to your children's pastor. It is not easy writing curriculum every Sunday. And some people prefer to buy curriculum than to write curriculum. So why reinvent the wheel when you can have Timeline Kids? We understand what that is like. So yeah, if you liked this episode, share with your friends, like, subscribe, do all the fun things. But most importantly, don't forget that your life is important, that you were made to live a life without compromise. And it's not possible apart from our beloved Jesus. He said in his word that true disciples obey my word. And so I just want to encourage you, obey the word no matter how hard it is. We got a community of women who get persecuted all the time. My voice is cracking on accident. I wasn't crying, but it was a great time actually. Who get persecuted all the time for following Jesus. And we're here and we're still standing and we're not compromising. So come join our crew. Go to setapartwomen.co. We love you. And we'll see you next week on Set Apart Women.